Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody, to the show. Those of you that missed the first hour, probably should tell you again that I may sound a little different today on the air, and that is because I had surgery on my face this week, a deviated septum and some other related kind of things. So I may sound a little stopped up. I feel great. I've had an excellent job done on me, apparently, and just wanted you to know that there's a reason for a little bit of a different sound today. This hour is brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, and we had a guest on back in June, I think, Dr. Daniel Crisafi, and he's with us again today. Good morning, Dr. Crisafi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. He is the author of Syndrome S, How to Avoid, Manage, and Reverse the Negative Health Effects of Stress. And a lot of people responded to your first visit to get a copy of your book, and it's available for people that call today. I really appreciate that. How long ago did you do the book?
The book was actually published in March of this year, so it's relatively new.
Oh, that's great.
And it's based on about 30 years of clinical experience on the impact of stress on the body.
Stress, a very common kind of thing, isn't it?
It is. Actually, according to the American Medical Association, stress plays a role in about 80% of all non-infectious diseases. And it does play a role in infectious diseases in the sense where stress also reduces your immune system strength, so it doesn't react as effectively against bacteria or viruses.
Well, I know you are big at recommending a proper diet as well as exercise. Let's start real quickly with exercise. What kind of exercise do you do yourself to keep stress to a minimum?
I do a lot of resistance exercise, so weight training type, especially with rubber bands, which is lighter than weights and less of an issue. So about three times a week I do resistance exercise. The other days of the week I try to get in about 10,000 steps or more a day. So I've got a pedometer and you
just
try to walk. I get those 10,000 steps a day done. And I also meditate, which is not the exercise aspect, but the right brain intuitive and artistic aspect, which is important as well.
Sure. Yoga part of your program at all?
I do.
Of course,
some,
the meditation would be.
I don't have the temperament to do yoga or tai chi. I get upset when it's too slow. So,
okay.
So I don't do that as much. I do sometimes, but more the meditation for the right brain activity and the resistance exercise and the walking.
Well, I'm a huge walking fan. I'm not a big running fan, and people sometimes are surprised when they hear me talk about that because I see a lot of people with injuries, knees, ankles, backs, and everything else from doing a lot of running.
Well, it's not just the injuries, actually, and that's kind of interesting. You know, that Dr. O'Keefe at St. Luke's Hospital Center in the United States, O'Keefe is a world-renowned cardiologist specialized in exercise physiology and the impact of exercise on cardiovascular health, and he's a runner himself. And a study published last year showed that those who run intensely, daily, actually have, in some cases, as many cardiac lesions as couch potatoes.
Really?
Huh. And you have to put it in perspective, right? Our ancestors didn't run all over the place. They only ran if there was a danger and emergency because running was not an economical way of going from point A to point B. You'd burn too many calories and you'd lose energy too quickly.
Right.
Most of their exercise was flexibility, bending down, picking up stuff, and resistance and walking. And when you run, research shows that the brain is actually hardwired to think you're in danger. And therefore, there's a negative increase in stress hormones. There's a negative impact on the body. Another study published actually, I think it was in June of this year, actually suggests that running, if you do run, 15 minutes a day is as good as running 2 hours. The minute you pass a certain threshold, again, the running actually does have a negative effect, and that's apart from the impact that you mentioned, and you're right, on your ankles, your knees, your lower back, and so on.
Yeah, that makes sense in a lot of ways. A lot of the people that I know that run, my friends, it's almost like they get addicted to it. They really get a high out of running a long time.
They do, and actually there's something called the runner's high or the jogger's high,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's because the body thinks it's in danger. And you don't stop, so it produces endorphins, which are natural narcotics, to ease the pain. You don't hear about yoga high or resistance exercise high, or walking high, just runner's high.
Yeah, interesting. Is that kind of stuff covered in your new book?
I do mention the impact of running and the other forms of exercise that are much better, like the resistance exercise, the walking, something like gardening, for example, which is a wonderful form of exercise, because
sure.
You've got some resistance, lots of flexibility as well. I do mention those, definitely.
Well, you may have heard me mention that I had deviated septum surgery this week, and it came about because my yoga teacher had one of the things that he gets his students to do is to breathe out of the right nostril for a while and then the left side for a while, and the left side is more passive and relaxing, the right side more aggressive and everything. Well, my left side was completely shut down, so... it's going to be interesting. I'll get the stents out Wednesday or so, so it'll be interesting what changes in the way I feel it makes. I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be really interesting, definitely.
Yeah. Well, this Kyolic product, you're pretty high on like I am, I assume.
I am. I've been recommending Kyolic for about 30 years. My four kids have used Kyolic as probably the basis of their healthy immunity since they were born. Mind you, they're not vaccinated, and they ate organic, and they were raised on organic foods. Mm-hmm. But they use their Kyolic, and it's probably, not probably, it is the primary supplement or the foundational supplement that I recommend to almost all of my patients as a base, along with a very healthy lifestyle that includes exercise and the psycho-spiritual and nutrition and so on.
I ran out of the capsules that I had recently, and I had a little bottle of the liquid Kyolic that I've started using, putting in a drink that I do every morning. Do you use it very often?
I don't use the Kyolic liquid very often, but one of my sons, whose 20th birthday we're celebrating today, actually, is kind of interesting. He used to run away with the bottle. And you know how when you take off the cap, it looks a little bit like a bib.
Yeah.
And he used to suck on this liquid Kyolic. Like, and, you know, half a bottle. He could drink half a bottle in about an hour. And at $25 a bottle, I wasn't interested
in
doing
that. Yeah,
that
wasn't a good plan.
Not dangerous, but it is definitely very effective. And for children, the liquid Kyolic is really interesting because you can put it in foods. You can mask it in foods. Kyolic, any of the Kyolic products don't have the garlic afterodor, so it's not an issue. But you also mask that Kyolic taste, so it's easy to get children to take as well.
When you visited with me before, you talked about some of the things about the Kyolic that's even more beneficial than eating just raw garlic out of your organic vegetable garden. Talk about that real quickly.
Well, let's put Kyolic in perspective. As you know, and you've known for many years, it's organic garlic grown in California that's being chopped up, put in these stainless steel containers, and left to age naturally. And during mm-hmm. that aging process, a lot of chemical changes take place, natural chemical changes, which makes the garlic, first of all, completely safe even for small children, even for elderly people. It eliminates the characteristic garlic afterodor, and it has a lot of effects. It has been shown to help sustain liver function and regenerate liver cells. It's been shown to improve a lot of the aspects of cardiovascular health, like improving cholesterol, high blood pressure, triglycerides, reducing homocysteine damage to the artery walls. It's been shown to have a major, major impact on stress as well, which is something we don't talk a lot about. In improving the body's capacity to deal with stress, and it's been shown to increase the immune system strength. So when I talk about it as foundational, it does so many things that it's really, really, really a basic supplement to supplement the diet. And you'd have to take probably as many as 15 to 20 cloves of garlic to be able to get the effect of one capsule of Kyolic.
Wow, that's a lot of garlic.
It's a lot of garlic. You might not catch the cold or flu because nobody would get close enough to give you the cold or flu. But otherwise, I mean, it's very potent. Kyolic is a very, very potent product.
Well, I love fresh garlic, but this makes sense what you say. Well, your book, Syndrome S, people can get a free copy of it by simply calling the 800 number. Is that all they have to do?
That's all they have to do. Ideally, call the 800 number during work hours or business hours. And if you don't, please leave your name, your address, your phone number, what station. In this case, it is only offered on The Dirt Doctor, so you don't really have to do that. But just mention you want to have a free copy of the book, and it would be 1-800-421-2998.
Well, I appreciate it. It's very nice of you to do that, and I'll give out the number again. But the thing that's important here is this is another piece of the puzzle. We try to convert the world to organics. I'm delighted that you're in that category, And I think that eating a healthy diet is such an important part of it. And then some of the supplements like this Kyolic can really make a difference being part of the plan.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking about a really foundational supplement. There is, I would argue, no other supplement that has as much research. We're talking about over 715 medical or scientific published journals or published in the journals. And we're talking about this array of effects on the liver, antioxidant effect, which I didn't mention earlier, immune system and so on. So we're talking about something that is extremely, extremely well-researched, very effective, and extremely, extremely safe as well.
I'm impressed. It's in my cabinet, and I take it every day. Thank you, Dr. Crisafi, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Howard Garrett, be back with you right after this.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Hydration. As sunny days get longer, it's easier for your heart to pump blood through the vessels when you're properly hydrated. Plus, athletic performance can last up to 33% longer. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration, recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. DrinkCrazyWater.com for a store in your area.
Hot, dry summers are hard on our lawns and landscapes. Use Milorganite fertilizer to help your lawn and landscape survive the stressful summer season. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and non-burning, even during drought. The fertilizer will be in place and ready to work when better growing conditions and moisture return, so there's no need to water it in. Plus, the 4% iron promotes deep green growth. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. If you miss that telephone number to get a free copy of, no obligation at all, a free copy of Dr. Daniel Grosofsky's book, Syndrome S, about stress, relieving stress, and I recommend it's a good book. All you have to do is call 1-800-421-2998. 800-421-9998. I'll try to put that on Facebook at least for a period of time. So if you're like me and can't remember numbers at all, it will help you. Anyway, back to the phones. Bill's turn in Marlin. Is that Marlin, Texas, I assume, Bill?
Yes, sir. Sure is.
What's going on?
Mr. Garrett, tell me what all I've done wrong. I started out back in June trying to make pumpkin transplants. I used Gardenville liquid, you know, per the rate. I used organic transplant soils, made mud pies on the planting blocks. Did everything, got them raised up to about 6-8 inches under grow lights, a whole bit. Went out and started putting them in the ground. It's sugar, one part is sugar sand, the other is black sandy loam. Went out there, I used like a half gallon of the Gardenville mix per plant, you know, setting it in the ground like you would tomatoes. Put them as deep up to the first leaves. Went out the next day, and they were all laid over dead. This aggravated the daylights out of me. I put a little bit of time into this.
Yeah, no kidding, Bill. A couple of things I would suggest for the future. Next time, I just have to be honest, there's been some problems with some herbicide contamination in certain composting and soil companies, and you may want to change to a different brand next time. The other thing that I would recommend that you do is, in addition to growing transplants to put out, is do some direct seeding out in the field. And, you got to be really careful about where the compost comes from and doing some things that will neutralize. There's, no matter where you get the compost, there's a possibility of having some residual of clopyralid or picloram or one of those recalcitrant herbicides, because composting doesn't break them down all the way. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And so doing some additional kinds of things with some the Garrett Juice Pro, or use your own Garrett Juice mixture and purchase one of the products that contains mycorrhizal fungus and beneficial bacteria, something like BioSI. Now, if you go with the Garrett Juice Plus, the new Garrett Juice Plus has mycorrhizae and bacteria in the product. Using dry molasses, using things that are going to fire up the biological activity, all will help neutralize any of those contaminants, those large molecule contaminants that might be in there. But from your description of what you did and what the results were, I think that's a fairly strong possibility.
Oh, that's not good. We cleaned this patch up. It's about 2 acres, and it was tall Johnson grass. We started back in spring, shred and everything. Uh-huh. Turned it all over and everything, and it looked good, but it is sugar sand.
Yep.
And then the black loam. I was just wondering if I messed up trying to plant the wrong thing in the wrong type of soil.
Well, when something dies that quickly, it's either too much or too little water. You could have let them dry out, and that could have done it. But the other thing is a possibility. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
And if you do think that it's a contamination product a problem, or maybe just assume that it is, you know, to be careful, when you drench the soil with the liquids, with the Garrett Juice mixture, with microbes and all that, this is one time where adding a little bit of orange oil to the Garrett Juice mixture for drenching into the soil will help greatly. It's part of the detox program that we have, and it's explained in detail on the website under soil detox.
Okay. One more small question.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to clean it, plow it, and everything like that. Elbon rye to over the whole thing this winter. Would you suggest that?
I don't have any problem against it. It's something that a lot of people do. It will help build soil to a degree. It helps with some things like root knot nematodes and some other things. It's a little hard to get rid of is the only negative that I've ever experienced with it, Bill. It's a tough cereal grass.
Right.
And it might be better for you to plant a combination of things, legumes and vetches and grasses too. If you want to go that route, there's no negative about it at all, except for getting rid of it later on to plant what you need to plant instead.
Yes, sir. I'm just tired of 8-foot-tall Johnson grass too.
I understand what you're saying. Get it going. I would probably recommend you add some other things to it to give a little more biodiversity, either clovers or vetch or both.
Okay. Now that sounds proper.
Okay.
Appreciate you.
Good luck. I know it's frustrating. Talk to you soon. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. One of the things that's kind of in the news these days, and other people are talking about it and putting things on websites, is this foliage all over the ground from cedar elms. And a lot of people are saying there's doesn't hurt anything and don't worry about it and all that. Let me give you my take on all of this pruning that some little rodents are doing to cedar elms and what you ought to do to prevent it. And, yeah, you can prevent it right after this. Howard Garrett, back with you after this break.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And I did put that phone number up on Facebook. I'll leave it there at least for a while so you can see it there in writing and sort of remember what I say about the number. The number 800-421-2998 for a free copy of the book Syndrome S from Dr. Grisafi. And Doris's turn at Cedar Creek Lake. Hi, Doris.
Good morning. Let me take you off a speaker.
Please do.
Done. Okay. Howard, I have two different things I have questions about. One is I purchased a lilac bush yesterday.
Okay.
It's in a 3-gallon container. It's got new growth on it that looks really healthy. The whole thing was whacked back to probably 6 or 7 inches tall, though. They said the heat coming through the top of their nursery just fried the plant, and they had to cut it back.
Okay.
I love lilac bushes. I've wanted one forever, just about, and I haven't done anything to it yet. I wanted to talk to you today first. Like I said, it's in a 3-gallon container, and I don't know if I should plant that baby. It's got lots of new healthy leaves on it. Now, in the heat, or wait until cooler weather gets here?
Well, it's always better to plant the plant, Doris. Any plant is going to be in less stress in the soil than in a black plastic container above ground.
Okay. I've heard you say that before, but I just wanted to be sure with it being so young.
No, no question about it. Now, the most important thing you could do for the health and the production of that plant is to move to West Texas or Oklahoma.
Yeah, but I don't want to leave here.
So it's it's going to be a little bit unhappy about the heat and humidity of Cedar Creek Lake area. You have sandy soil there probably, don't you?
Kind of, yeah.
It'll like that. Just keep it on the organic program.
Oh, yeah.
And, use some garage juice to help set the buds and get the flowering going and keep it as happy as you can.
And what I have is the Garrett Juice Plus. Is that just as good?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. That has fish and it has a little more fertilizer horsepower, you bet.
Good, good. Okay, that settles that. Should I plant now in full sun or partial shade?
No, full sun. Lilac is one of those plants that more sun, the better.
It will be in the ground today.
Okie doke.
My other question is about a product that I bought. I've heard you talking about it. I've never tried it. It's natural raw whole flaxseed.
Okay.
I think I've heard you say that you take that or have taken it.
Well, I used to take a product, and I recommended it all the time. It was called the Missing Link, and the company that made it decided to stop making it for humans. And for a while, they only made the Missing Link for animals, dogs, cats, horses, birds, blah, blah, blah. I'm not sure it's even on the market anymore. It may be, but somebody told me that you couldn't get it at all anymore. So any kind of a good quality flax product is fine and would be good for your health. The only thing you have to be careful about with flax is that flax can go rancid, and some of the flax products need to be kept refrigerized. Is yours like that?
Well, it says all natural, keeps best refrigerated.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. Then.
Okay.
But other than that, that's a good...
How do you take this? Just a spoonful?
Yeah, or put it in some cereal or put it in a drink and drink it. That's what I used to do. I'd mix it into a drink with juices and apple cider vinegar and things like that.
This is a fairly good amount of flaxseed. It's 24 ounces.
Well, just take a spoonful a day.
But it should be kept pretty good in the refrigerator.
Yeah, it should be fine. I don't know what brand you have, and if you told me, I wouldn't know that much about it. So give it a shot. Let me know what you think.
Thank you. But thanks most of all for the information on the lilac.
Okay, good luck with your new bush.
Thank you. Bye.
See ya. Let's go to John in Fort Worth. Hey, John.
Hey, Howard, how are you today?
Doing well, thank you, sir.
I've got an Asian pear, and it's just absolutely produced wonderful this year.
Golly, that's the best fruit on earth, Asian pears.
So I probably have, 3 or 4 bushels full. And
good for you, right?
Yeah. I read your book and read about, the proper time to pick, and that's when it's just soft to touch, I guess.
Right.
Now, but there's a setting time, right? You have to, keep them in a box or something because you can't. I mean, we're going to have to can them, obviously. I can't eat that many at a time.
Yeah, canning them is one way to go. Drying them is something that I was talking to Bob Webster about on his show yesterday. We were visiting about doing drying. And I used to have a plastic dehydrator, and I want to try to find a new one that's metal, maybe stainless steel, and dry some things more myself. But that's something you ought to look into. The only negative about Asian pears is that they don't last as long as other hard pears.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go downhill a lot faster. So eat a lot of them. Give some to your friends. They'll love you for it. And you might look at into drying some.
Yeah, no, the other thing is typical with the other pear tree I have, that they seem to get riper at the top faster than at the bottom of the tree.
Yeah.
But it was just the opposite with this, and it seems like some of them, when I started picking from the bottom up, obviously, and the top ones were a whole lot more rock hard than the bottoms. Is that going to be a problem while they're in the boxes?
I don't know how well they continue to ripen off the tree or not. I grew Asian pears one time, and now I have no sunlight, so I don't have any place to grow them. And I found that, we picked them and ate them, and I don't remember picking any that were green and experimenting with how well they ripen off the tree. You might do a web search on it, and I will too. I think they will to a degree. How well, I don't know. They're quite different than the other pears, the hard pears.
Right, but they're good. You're
oh,
right.
Oh, man, that's just an absolutely delicious fruit. And you've done a great job. Did you have any sign of fire blight or any problems at all?
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm going to peel them all anyway, so.
Well, yeah. Next time, if you didn't do it, just a little spritz of hydrogen peroxide or mix it in with your Garrett juice if it starts to show up. The Yates apples that I'm experimenting with at our experimental gardens had fire blight in two places. I sprayed with hydrogen peroxide and Garrett juice after cutting it off, and there's been no sign of it since.
Good.
So
all
it
right.
works. It really does work well.
The other thing I was going to ask you is in your book that I read is that you don't really say much about pruning a pear tree, and this one is really dense on the inside of the tree. So is it okay to thin it out on the inside?
Yeah, it's okay, and it's just kind of a common sense kind of thing. Pears
right.
are trees that don't require that much pruning to still have a lot of production, as you have seen.
Right.
So you just do it to help air circulation and make it look a little better and prevent limbs from rubbing and causing some problem that way. But pears probably need as little pruning as any fruit trees. In general, this goes for apples, pears, peaches, or any of the trees, you will find that if you do prune to create limbs, major limbs going out at 45-degree angles, you will increase the production. Limbs that grow straight up and limbs that grow out sideways don't have as much production.
Okay, well, that helps then, because the next thing was it's getting to the point where it's a little too tall, and I don't like getting up on the top rung of a ladder.
There you go.
So I want to lop it off on the top, and that's okay?
Yeah, create some 45-degree angles there, kind of scaffolding branches, and you can do it a little bit at a time, and it does make a difference.
Okay, now is now the time, or when's the right time to do that?
The right time to do it is just, you can do it anytime you want to, but the best time, the ideal time to do it is late winter, just before the buds start to swell. That's the perfect time to do it.
Okay.
All right.
Then that'll be in the spring.
Well, good job. Boy, I wish everybody had as clear a signal, a phone signal as you do. I don't know what you're doing different. You have a good phone.
Yes, I do. Thank you much.
Thank you, John.
All right, bye.
Let's talk to Bill. Y'all find out what he did so well next time. That was good. Bill in Highland Village next up. Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I have a question about, you know, locating places you can buy some of these more exotic plants like Greg's Blue Mist. You get on the web and, of course, Google will pay anybody that has a word like that, and so much junk, I cannot really find any place that sells those things.
Well, you need to look for a little bit different term, Bill. You're probably talking about the Greg's White Mist flower that I recommend. Is that what you mean?
Well, the one that butterflies love.
Yeah, it's Greg's White Mist flower.
White Mist.
Yeah, White Mist. There's a blue one also, and it's common in the garden centers and everything. The white one's a little harder to find. But the White Mist flower, Greg's White Mist flower, is one that you could buy mail order if the local nurseries don't have it. And it's one that a lot of people don't know about. And so you may have to bring it in mail order, which I do all the time. It's a fine way to buy plants if the local nurseries don't bring in the things like that you want. But it's great. Mine is revving up to bloom right now. It tends to bloom a little bit in the spring and then real heavily in the late summer and fall.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had another question. I started some butterfly weed, the common one, from seeds, quite a while back. And those things are only about 6 inches high. Are they normally slow growers?
Well, mine are pretty big. I bought nursery
flowers.
Pardon me?
The ones that have orange flowers.
Yeah, mine have red. I have one that's kind of unusual, and I bought transplants, and they grow pretty fast once they get going. A little surprised that yours are going as slow as they are. It actually is a plant that can become a little bit invasive in the garden. It grows so well.
Well, I've got it contained pretty well, a little area out here.
Okay. Well, it responds to drenching the soil with garret juice as well as any flowering plant. So do that if you haven't already. We were noticing yesterday, Judy and I were both talking yesterday, our garden right now is just loaded with butterflies and hummingbirds, and it's partly because of that being in bloom, the Turk's cap being in bloom, the almond verbena being in bloom, and a bunch of roses. It's really kind of fun. We only have enough sun for roses in pots in one area, but we have the Julia Childs and the Cinco de Mayo, and boy, we got a lot of butterflies and hummingbirds.
Yeah, well, I have the hummingbird bush, you know, whatever you call it.
Buddleia.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's real funny. This year, it's got a few blossoms on it, but it hasn't blossomed like before.
Well, it likes full sun. My buddleia are new this year, and they're in a little bit too shady a place, but they are blooming. They're not real big. So just a little bit more drenching, pushing those buds along, and I think they'll do fine for you.
Okay. Well, you talk about your garret juice.
Let me put you on hold, Bill. I got to run. I'll be back with you in just a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, don't go away.
We all know that humans need probiotics, but your dog needs probiotics too. Some dogs have chronic digestive issues just like humans. Probiotics will aid digestion and help improve overall immune health. Hi, I'm Gail Pruitt, certified nutritionist and author of the Doggone Good Cookbook. I do nutritional research for both humans and canines, focusing primarily on digestive issues. So whether your dog has chronic digestive issues or just the occasional upset, I recommend that you give your dog a daily probiotic to balance your dog's gut flora. You know, eating right and taking the right supplements are so important for your good health and for your best friends. And the best probiotics I've found is Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. So make sure the nutrients you and your dog eat are providing the maximum benefits. And always share your Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Your dog will love you for it.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor. Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I just noticed on Facebook that I didn't hit the post button. I did now, so that phone number is up for you about getting that free book. I was talking to Bill off the air quickly about two other subjects, and he was asking about planting seed in sterile soil, which everybody else recommends, you know, and I don't. I don't recommend sterile soil, period. One, it's impossible to obtain, and two, we like to have the soil very much alive with compost and biological activity from sugars and humate materials and rock powders and things like that, and we have no problem at all with it being very much not sterile when you're starting seed. The other thing we talked about was the clumping of Garrett juice. He was under the impression that the homemade Garrett juice would grow clumpiness on the surface, and the store-bought stuff, the commercial versions, would not. Truth is, they both will, because the one you make at home might have a little bit more biological activity in it to start with, depending on using your own really rich, biologically active compost tea rather than a liquid humate like the commercial people do. But either one of them will develop the biological activity that forms, that manifests as clumpy stuff on the surface of the Garrett juice. Not anything wrong with it at all. Just skim it off, strain it out, throw it in the compost pile. It's wonderful for that. And then the rest of the Garrett juice is good and remains good for a long time. Probably just gets better and better, as a matter of fact. It's just a physical property of the of getting rid of that clumpiness on the top. Next up in Waco is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Well, I called. I got some aphids starting to attack my crepe myrtles out front. Wonder what to treat it with.
Well, that means your crepe myrtles are in stress a little bit, so you might want to scratch your head and try to figure out what that's all about, being too deep in the soil or something else. Aphids on crepe myrtles are pretty easy to to handle. You can do it with strong sprays of water alone. You can do it with garlic pepper tea. You can do it with the products called BioWash and Plant Wash. You know, you can do it with a whole bunch of different things, but you need to do it at the same time as you're doing that. Try to figure out why you have stress in the plant and why they're attacking in the first place. And chances are very high that it's because the tree's too deep in the ground.
That's possible. I'll check that out.
Yeah, expose the flare and you'll eliminate the issue in 99% of the cases.
Yes, I did that on oak tree you recommended, and it's doing much better.
All righty. Well, are you a Baylor Bear down there?
You're absolutely right.
Have you gone to the new stadium yet? It's pretty impressive looking at it from the highway.
We'll be there next week for SMU game.
All righty. Well, good luck.
Thank you, sir.
See you, Matt.
Bye.
Yeah, they have the Baylor Bears have spent some dough on a new stadium in Waco, Texas. Margaret in Centerville next up. Hello, Margaret.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
Well, save possibly some Italian stone pines that I started with 19 in a row down between a road and a fence line, and there are four left, which were on the other side of a driveway. I thought, well, and those looked very healthy, but now on the, I would say, the west side of each tree of four, they're brown. They're green on the other side, but brown on that side. I've lost other, there are many, many pine trees there were on 40 acres, and I've lost other pine trees, really big pine trees, and I was told by a neighbor maybe a year or more ago that he was told that it was turpentine beetles. But so with these, though, is there anything I can do at their stage of distress, I would say?
Well, to begin with, Margaret, turpentine beetles would never be the problem.
Uh-huh.
They're a symptom, but not the problem.
Right.
The problem is what the heck is going wrong there? You say that they're brown on one side and not
on
the
one,
other.
Yes.
What does that mean?
And this is maybe, of course, you know, I don't know how long it's been. I did not notice, but I just looked out and I see brown, and I'm confined in my home. I had to have somebody go look at them. And that he tells me that each of four trees, and that's all that's left, because they were in a row down between the road and the front fence. And one by one, over a long period, down this row of trees, one by one has died or fallen on the fence.
Well, you're saying that one side's brown, one side's green. You're talking about one side of the tree?
Of the tree, yes. Almost all the way up the tree. You know, that's what I saw, the area of brown needles. But the other side
is green.
Still green.
Okay, that's almost for sure herbicide contamination or some kind of poisoning of the tree. You never get that kind of a situation in a natural deal, Margaret. That's got to be that there's something contaminating that side of the tree that's turning brown.
Well, I've been here 10 years, and they were here when I came, and nothing, you know, it's my property, and nothing has been put there.
Boy, something is really strange. We need to, let me talk to you off the air. We're going to have to do some soil testing and see if there's some old fertilizer that has, or pesticide that's recalcitrant and sticking in that side. And if not, to detoxify it so we can keep your trees alive. Hang on, I'll talk to you off the air, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, for many of you, will be back for a third hour. For those that don't get the show, you can listen to the streaming online on dirtdoctor.com. We do have an app as well if you want to go that route. Enjoy your gardens, and I'll be back.